The Holy Gospel for this Reformation Sunday is taken from the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. There you go. So this past week, Pam sent me a picture, a cartoon, actually, and it made me laugh. It was of a pastor who was kind of leaning over the pulpit, looking really flustered and kind of exasperated. And the caption was, "The title of this week's sermon is, quote, 'I just spent all week working on a sermon and I got nothing,' unquote." I was feeling a little bit like that on Thursday while I was brushing my teeth. It's like I've been thinking and thinking and thinking about all of these things. I just really, I've got nothing. I even confessed that to Erla out in the garden on, what, Thursday? Yeah. And then I was reminded of some advice that I received when I preached my very first sermon as a pastor. The Saturday night before Sunday morning, I called my intern supervisor, and I forgot about the different time difference between California and Massachusetts, where he was. And I woke him up. And he's a really good friend because he woke up and he was actually quite cheerful. And I apologized and confessed that, you know, I think I've worked at least 40 hours this week on my sermon alone, but I've got nothing. And he laughed and he said, "Beth, just stick to the heart of the gospel that you know, because we all need to hear the gospel. We all need to hear the good news." And I thought, you know, that's really good advice, not just on my first sermon, not just today, not just the next sermon, but every day of our lives for all of us. Just stick to the heart of the gospel. Just stick to the heart of the good news that you know. That's what Martin Luther did many years ago, and it got him in a little bit of trouble. But it also started a whole series of events that led to many important and significant changes in the church and in society. We know this chain of events today as the Reformation. And part of what I love about being Lutheran is that we are indeed part of a reforming church. We are always changing and growing and trying to be more faithful to living out that heart of the gospel that we know. And as I thought about what is that heart of the gospel for me, I thought, you know, it really hasn't changed since I was a little girl. It still revolves for me around three very short, simple sentences. God loves us. God forgives us. God is always with us. So I want you to say that with me, okay? God loves us. God forgives us. God is always with us. Okay, say that together one more time. God loves us. God forgives us. God is always with us. Okay, so we're going to unpack that a little bit. God loves us. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. That is the very first song I remember learning as a child. And it is the heart, the very first message about God that I learned as a child. That God is love. It is the belief, now that I'm 50 years old, that I hold the most dear about God. That God is love. That God loves us. You know, we experience this love of God as we love and are loved by our family and our friends. We experience this love of God as we are loved by our pets. I've shared this before, but there is a reason why dog is God spelled backwards. What amazing unconditional love our pets have for us. We experience this love of God in the beauty of creation and the gift of creativity. Just think about the arts, music, prose and poetry, the visual arts, the quilts, the beautiful quilts that are warming your backs. We read about this love as we sang in the Bible, because the Bible is God's love story with creation. It's not by chance that the Bible begins with Genesis and the creation, and then ends with Revelation and the new creation, because it is indeed God's love story for all of creation. It's God's word that leads us and guides us and shapes us as we live out this love in our lives. We talk about Jesus as God's living word. We experience the love of God through him, how he reached out to those who were lost or lonely or forgotten, how he challenged those with power to use that power to welcome people back into the community, to welcome people back as loved children of God. Experience this love of God through how Jesus lived, what he taught, and how he died. I mean, his last breath, he kept loving us. His last words were, "Father, forgive them." Through Jesus, we experience the truth that God loves us and that God will stop at nothing. Nothing can hold back that love of God, not even death. God loves us and forgives us. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. I love that hymn. I just love that hymn because it reminds me that God's love finds us. God's love finds us when we are lost, when we feel lonely, when we feel forgotten. God's love finds us even when we're the ones who have forgotten ourselves and are forgetting. God's love finds us even in our sin. God's love finds us with forgiveness. Not because of who we are or what we do or what we don't do. But God's love finds us, God's forgiveness finds us because of who God is. Because God is loving and forgiving. Our lives are held each and every day in this loving, forgiving grace of God, this amazing grace of God. God's love always finds us with forgiveness because God is love and God loves us. God is always with us. Now, for me, faith is not so much about what I believe or the strength of my beliefs, but it's more about trusting who God is. So let me say that again. Faith is not so much what we believe as it is trusting in who God is. So it has less to do with you and me, faith does, and a whole lot more to do with God. Because the truth is, we have questions. We've not got it all, at least I don't have it all figured out. We have doubts. Sometimes we're unsure. But God is still faithful. God is faithful in God's love. God is faithful in God's forgiveness. God is faithful. God loves us, and God forgives us. God is always with us. Faith is all about God, trusting in who God is. Again, that God is loving and forgiving and is always with us no matter what. Even when we don't feel it, God's presence isn't dependent upon how we feel. It's because God is faithful. And for me, this is the heart of the gospel. This is what it all boils down to. God loves us. God forgives us. God is always with us. Just say that with me again. God loves us. God forgives us. God is always with us. And this good news has a way of changing us. Faith changes us. God changes us. Changes our very lives. Again, not necessarily because of what we do or don't do, but because of who God is. Our Creator keeps recreating us again and again and again, drawing us closer and closer to the heart of the gospel. I found a quote by Martin Luther that I really liked, and I'd like to share that with you. Martin Luther writes, "Faith is God's work in us that changes us and gives us new birth from God. It makes us completely different people. It changes our hearts, our spirits, our thoughts, and all our powers. It brings the Holy Spirit with it. Yes, faith is a living, creative, active, and powerful thing. Faith cannot help doing good works constantly. It does not stop to ask if good works ought to be done, but before anyone asks, it has already done them and continues to do them without ceasing. Faith is a living, bold trust in God's grace, so certain of God's love that it would risk death 1,000 times trusting in it. Such confidence and knowledge of God's grace makes you happy, joyful, and bold in your relationship with God and all creatures. The Holy Spirit makes this happen through faith. Because of it, you freely, willingly, and joyfully do good to everyone, serve everyone, suffer all kinds of things, and love and praise the God who has shown you such grace." So even when you think you've got nothing, the truth is you have everything. Because God loves you, God forgives you, and God is always with you. Amen.